So me and SP, after how many years we know each other now?
3 or 4, I think, right?
Because the first time I basically took a plane alone was to go to a meetup in the U.S. And that's where I met you.
That was not my first time on a plane alone, but it was the first time that I met you, so it was great.
The point is that by doing something crazy, like going to another country to meet people that I've basically heard for a while, I've met connection with people that I can now call my, basically my digital family.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have this connection with people online, or you're listening to them on podcasts, or you're interacting with them on Twitter, or a forum, or any number of, you know, Facebook, you pick it out there, and you're interacting with them, and they seem like the kind of people that you want to call your friends, and you have the opportunity to actually go meet them.
We want to pass on the experience that we had. We want to have our listeners, friends that are going to go all to one place and to meet up with others, instead of becoming a voice, becoming people. And believe me, there's quality people in there, and not just the people that you heard on the cast, but it's somebody listen to the same cast that you do, probably because it likes the same things.
Some of the best fun I've ever had. It's just, these people are not just dull. They like to have fun. It's a stitch every time you get around somebody. It's like if you listen to some of the other podcasts, you've got Beef, and he's just hilarious to listen to in person. You got the operator, you got different people, you got Sean. You actually get to meet people like this and talk with them, become their friends, and want to see them again and again and again.
Exactly, and sometimes you even go on vacation to their place. I mean, it's not common knowledge to Legend Stream listener that I go to Beef's place for a week every year.
And it just befuddles me why anybody would want to go to Wisconsin, but that's, I guess, what you Canadians do.
The point is that right now, you can go to geekcation2014.com.
That's geekcation2014.com. So we got about 3 or 4 dates and a survey out there on when you'd want to meet. And we're talking about meeting up in Vegas next springtime or early summer.
Why Vegas? Because, let's face it, that's a place where they'll take care of us. We won't have to think about that. The only thing we'll have to think about is each other.
Pretty cheap flights there from anywhere, pretty cheap hotels, and definitely facilities that can host us.
We'll have hotel plans, so we'll be able to be all under the same roof. And I'm telling you, this is one of the big part of the fun.
So the survey for the dates is going to be out there until the 11th of December, 2013. So go to the website. That's geekcation2014.com. And that will be available on your website, right, for the show notes?
Yes, it will.
Put in the date that you would be available to go. And the date that has the most people available will probably win.
That's what we want. We want a gathering of people that like the same things. And think about just the variety of casts you have on Gonna Geek. And this is just one part of the people that we're getting there. We have friends from other casts. We'll have a full list the next time you hear us of everybody that's gonna be there. Believe me, you're not just going to hear about Arrow or Doctor Who or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You'll hear about everything that you don't even think there's somebody else geeking about it.
I found people interested in Robotech. I found people interested in Star Trek. I found people interested in Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica, but just anything out there. You have people that are into shows that just started. You have fanatics for shows that have come and gone, like Firefly. There's just a ton of people out there, and you'll learn some new things too.
We're talking shows, but we're also talking comics, video games, everything that you...
Books.
I love book exchange. I do that with most of my geek friends, because let's face it, you have a book, you've read it, you're passing it along, they pass you another book.
Yeah, last year I picked up a book called 3001, and I had never read it. It was the end of Arthur C. Clarke's 2001 series, and I absolutely loved reading that book.
So we want to pass the experience that made us meet to you, our listener. This is our way to say thanks, by trying to get you all under the same roof to have that experience.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to seeing you there, right?
Right. Where's the address again?
That is geekcation.com. GEEKATION 2014, geekation2014.com.
You have until the 11th to give us your date. The faster you go, the more you have a say in this. We'll keep you posted.
Geekation2014.com. Thank you.